Hey, Chopin fans, this is Gail, and since I happen to speak French, I thought I would make a really quick voice memo for you guys describing in English what they said in the corto exercises. So let's try this here. For the etude, the Opus 10 number 1 that we're working on, the first thing he says is the progress that you should wait to get to. You're going to be working on finger strength and developing the extension of your hand, and you're going to have authority and bravura after you learn this one. The first difficulty that you have to overcome is you have to extend and have a secure deplacement of the hand on the entire length of the whole keyboard. And you have to be sure, first off, that you have a good hand position, and you have to have a solid attack. And you're gonna get that by the very first exercise that he wrote out here that he adapted for every formula of two measures. So for each up and down for our arpeggio, he wants you to break it out like you see in the music written out for number one. And what he says there is you want to avoid having a really sort of an arrow-like side of your fifth pinky finger. I think maybe you're not supposed to have it be too stiff, because you're going to repeat every passage in a forte and with a moderate amount of movement. You're going to do 5 times with a heavy staccato with using your forearm, and you want to have your wrist kind of, your fist rather, staying supple. And you're going to do it 5 times completely tied or liquid, or, you know, linked, let's say. And you're going to have to do it as well to have the spreading between the notes, make that even between the notes that are the farthest apart, the most éloigné, the ones that are very far from each other. Then the next thing here he says is next time you are going to work on the following formulas that you're also going to run through for the whole etude. This is number 2 in the music there, and it said 5 times you're going to do this. You're going to have the staccato forte, you're going to keep your fingers firm, and you're going to prepare the chord before you attack it, and have your fist and your forearm be supple and kind of loose. The strength for this is going to be given by the weight of your hand. Then for number 3, you're going to do this one 5 times also. And I can't really read the word there. It's not easy to see on my iPad. But something about the 4th and 5th fingers are going to be attacked very solidly. So I think that's for the second chord there that you see, the 2-1, and then you really are very heavy on that 5-4. So you've got a 1-2, and then you have a 5-4 for the number 3. Then for exercise number 4, you're going to do this one 5 times also. You're going to have your staccato being mezzo forte, and you're going to attack it lightly but precisely. The 1st, the 2nd, and the 4th fingers are going to prepare very well, having an attack on the chord that comes up. So the 1, 2, and 4 are going to really attack the chord, and I guess he doesn't say anything about the pinky for number 5. Then after that, exercise number 4, number 5 says, then taking a look at the point of view for the extension, I guess spreading your hand, and the particular work of the thumb, which is going to work on a legato, a necessary legato, and you've got number 5, 6, 7, and 8. In the last 2 exercises, you're going to want to make the thumb come super fast immediately. So you make the thumb come from the note that he has to play, and then the higher fingers are going to stay solidly attached to the keys. In number 8, so I guess that was for number 7, maybe, wasn't really clear. In number 8, the 4th finger passes immediately on the 5th, which is going to be like a little pivot when going up. And then the 2nd finger is going to be on the thumb coming down, kind of shaving the keyboard by a rapid sideways movement. Then, if you want me to read the rest of this, you guys just get back to me, because there's a whole nother page. But maybe that helps, maybe it doesn't. Bye.